all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can text 1-800-330-9999. Raven and I are broadcasting from home, so we can't exactly just take your call anymore, but we are more than happy to get your responses on our text line. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday, Raven, I got up really early because I wanted to get all the shopping done early before, like, people were actually out at the stores.
Sure.
And I was at Walmart, and, you know, they have, like, marks on the floor, so you're 6 feet away. But I could still hear the whole conversation going on. And the woman handed the lady that worked at Walmart her Stop and Shop card. And the woman looked confused, the cashier. And she said to her, she's like, we don't accept this. And instead of being like, oh, I made a mistake, which I assume was what she was going to do,
sure,
she goes, I don't understand why you can't give me a discount with this like all the other places are doing. If you make up bold-faced lies because you think that the coronavirus, you can just make up your own rules, that's all I need to know about you. Did she really think that the lady that was working at Walmart was going to give her Stop and Shop discounts? Like, what would even those discounts be? Right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these competitors of grocery stores, they take each other's coupons, but that's not a coupon. That's a rewards card. And Walmart is not one of them. Historically,
isn't that weird?
They're not.
Because people have lost their minds. They've lost their minds. And that's why we have to just take a deep breath and remind ourselves that Walmart doesn't take Stop and Shop reward cards.
One thing that I'm getting is I'm getting so many emails, right? So it's all I need to know about you. If typically you make speakers or car parts, but now you're offering me surgical masks, rapid COVID-19 tests, and hand sanitizer. Like, you make speaker magnets. I'm not buying hand sanitizer from you. And I don't believe that your test works. I mean, if we can't get it over down the street from my physician, I'm not going to order it from you and have it delivered by FedEx here. It doesn't make any sense at all.
That's all I need to know about you. We asked on our Facebook page, fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And Angela wrote, if you start a Facebook rant telling people to stay home, but you start it with, when I was at the store, I noticed, that's all I need to know about you.
Right,
so many
right.
people have been doing this. They're like, you're told to stay home, and I was out, and there were so many cars on the road. I go, well, you're one of them. What are you talking about? If you were home, you wouldn't know that. That's all I need to know about you. Welcome to a whole new world, Raven. Everything is different, but still kind of the same, but really weird. Like us broadcasting from home right now. How strange is that?
It is weird. I'm in a thermal. I haven't done my hair in 2 days. It's right. A little bit strange.
When we logged on, because Raven and I Skype each other while we're, you know, broadcasting, he looked at me. He was like, whoa. And I was like, I don't have any makeup on. Like, relax.
Well, again, I said, it's good news, bad news. The good news is the connection is really good and I can see you very clearly. I said, the bad news is the connection's really good and I can see you really clearly.
Oh, yeah, hilarious. You know, along with everything that's different and weird, this weekend we asked on our Facebook page, like, if you looked at your calendar, because now, like, all these days kind of mesh together. If you looked at your calendar, what were you supposed to be doing this weekend? Because I think a lot of us have just forgotten because, obviously, we can't do anything. We have to stay home. Some of the responses were horseback riding, but the barn is closed, so that's not happening.
Well, that would have been nice.
Susan wrote, a girl's weekend at my best friend's house in New Jersey. Aw, that kind of stinks. Oh, and so many people wrote watching Sebastian Maniscalco. I guess he had a local show going on, too. It's like six people wrote that. I'm like, I guess everybody was going to that show. Jessica made me sad. Starting our vacation in Orlando, was waiting for weeks for this, and now the Rona ruined it. Aww.
Would have been nice.
Yeah.
Would have been nice. Could have been worse. For some people, though, you know, you got to see the silver lining in this, too. There's got to be some things. I will say this is chores in my house have changed. Like, I've got new chores now that everything's indoors. But some of the other chores, I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that right now. What did you skip?
Well, I was sad because my daughter, you know, she's been doing the school production of Mary Poppins. And this was supposed to be the weekend. It was supposed to be the play Friday and Saturday this past weekend. So I was kind of bummed out about that because they had worked so hard all year on it. And, you know, who knows if they're going to have the opportunity to actually perform it.
Right.
But yesterday I looked, I was like, what was I going to do today? And it was oil change day. And I was like, oh, I'm okay with missing that. I haven't taken that car out except to go to the grocery store, right? There's some things that you don't mind that you have to skip.
Yeah, that one's on my chore list. I was debating because I got an email from the dealership, go in or do it myself. And with the rain as an excuse and COVID-19, I'm not going to do either. I'm just going to leave it out there. And if it's clanking and making noise the next time I get in, I'll just turn up the radio. That's what I'll do.
That's it. I just don't feel right about this, but I think a lot of people are doing it. And I'm going to just say it out loud because once I do, we can have a discussion about it.
Go ahead.
It's being encouraged to bribe elderly people to get your groceries for you.
We know, obviously, with the elderly hours that have been put in place at different stores here, you know, which, by the way, a great idea. Everybody needed this. You know, it's terrifying, really heartbreaking to watch some of the elderly people in our community try and shop for groceries when everybody around them is in a panic, whether they mean to or not. You're like stampeding past these people. So it's good they put in a lot of these hours, but now they've become the gateway to these items, right?
Right.
They're the ones that are getting chicken in the morning. They're the ones that are getting toilet paper.
Yes.
And the rest of us are trying to figure out how to get in there.
Sienna and Raven. So this all came up because I was saying I was having a very difficult time finding paper towels. Paper towels was like the thing I needed most. So I got a message, a direct message from someone saying, just have somebody elderly get it for you. And I was like, what? Like hire an older person? This seems really, really shady.
I mean, then you feel like you're sending message. Your grandmother into doomsday, right?
Right.
If you send them. So hiring somebody might be a better idea, but yeah.
Right. But then I got a second message from a friend of mine saying, just have your mother go. My mom is 61. And she's like, just have her go first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock, and have her get as much as they allow. Cause now you can only get one or two at a time. And I just feel really icky and yucky about it. Like, I know that we're supposed to be doing everything to help the elderly right now and protect them because they're most vulnerable to the pandemic. But instead, I'm going to need you to get me toilet paper. Well, get in the car and go.
This is where the payday comes in. I think, listen, it'll level up. It'll be something different when you get an email from an elderly person that is soliciting their services to you and offering their services at a significant markup. I mean, you've seen this before, and I'll just say it, at Disney, right? So I've heard about this for years. At Disney, they have the Fast Pass. They have those different things. But they also have those that have the inaccessible pass, right? So if you've got some sort of handicap or you've got some sort of, you know, challenge or whatever for mobility, they have those people as well. And they get to skip the line that is already for skipping. And these people do offer their services as temporary workers for families on a daily basis. It's a practice that's gone on for a while. It's kind of like a badly held secret. So is it any different?
No, yeah, because it's wrong. It's wrong when you have people in wheelchairs at Disney World that you can hire so you can cut the lines. And it's wrong to have elderly people and being like, here's your mask, here's your gloves, go inside and get me some Charmin. It's weird.
Morally, it's all wrong. But if they're the adults making the choice, I mean, this was the argument of these companies down there that organize these things in Florida, is because these workers have signed up for that. They say, wait a minute, this is my payday. So we don't want anybody to go into harm's way, but I know that for a fact, my grandfather-in-law, I can't keep him in right now. Like, all these places he never wanted to go before, now that they tell him he shouldn't go, he's going all the time.
Right.
And he's going to the grocery store twice a week. So
yeah. It could be his side hustle. You tell him, you want to make some extra cash? You want some extra money for those lottery tickets?
How different is it than Uber Eats, right? This is their answer. This is the AARP's answer to Uber Eats.
You're not going to convince me otherwise. It's very much different. Also, we're broadcasting from home, which is so weird because I have to watch Raven through a screen have this argument, and he keeps throwing his hands up. It's very strange.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
Raven and I are broadcasting from home, and like you, we're watching a lot of movies. It's Anna and Raven. March Sadness continues. We're looking to crown the saddest movie of all time.
Your bracket's busted. No sports out there. Here's something to keep you busy. It was a huge matchup on Friday between two movies with absolutely heart-wrenching scenes. Let's start with Steel Magnolias and Sally Field.
I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him? Oh, God, I want to know why!
Every time I hear that audio, I want to throw up. It's so right. powerful. I literally want to vomit because I'm so hurting for her. Sally Field brings it.
It's like that gut wrenching from the bottom of your belly scream of helplessness that I think I've probably experienced myself many times over the last week being stuck at home with my children and my husband all day.
I could have made that audio a half hour long. It's just every part of it is completely moving. Absolutely powerful. But as I said before, nothing as powerful as the loss felt by children. My girl was the competitor.
I want to go tree climbing, Thomas J. His face hurts. And where is his glasses? He can't see without his glasses. Put his glasses on. Put on his glasses.
His glasses. See, yeah. For me, this comes down to like generation because I was the same age as they were in that movie. And it stuck with me forever. Like, thinking,
wanna go climb a tree?
Oh my gosh, I'm scared of bees.
Oh. He was gonna be an acrobat, Anna. He was gonna be an acrobat.
To this day, I freak out when I see bees around my kids. I'm like, no! I thought for sure my girl was gonna take this hands down, right, Raven?
But the results say different. I don't know. I think you underestimated Steel Magnolias. You weren't a big fan. You called it Steel Magnolias. You weren't sure.
I said I was going to watch it this weekend, and I still didn't. I got caught up in Tiger King, but I still will get to it, I promise. But ultimately, 70% Steel Magnolias, 30% My Girl, which I thought it was going to be a lot closer, but Steel Magnolias comes out on top and makes it to the Elite Eight.
Our next two competitors coming up next.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
Congratulations to Steel Magnolias. It just advanced to the Elite Eight in March Sadness. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. We're watching a lot of movies just like you, and we're looking to crown the saddest movie of all time.
And today we have two great competitors once again, Anna. This in the first round, both of these teams have been looking to make it into the Elite Eight themselves. First up, Forrest Gump.
I don't know Mama with a ride horse. It's Lieutenant Dan. If we each have a destiny, or if we're all just floating around accidental like on a breeze, but I think maybe it's both. I miss you, Jenny.
Forrest Gump is actually one of my favorite movies of all time. Did you know that? Did I ever tell you that?
No, but I could see that. It's one of those movies that really, I think when you watch it, most people get a feeling of, I could be a better person, and there's ways that I can do it, and I should be nicer, and there's nice people out there in the world. I like it. It's a hopeful movie, really. It's got a lot of sadness, but it's hopeful.
You know, like when Jenny dies, spoiler alert, if you still haven't gotten around to it in the last, 15, 20 years, whatever it is sad, but I don't see this as a sad movie. I think this is about overcoming challenges and doing anything that you can that you set your mind to. I think of this as positive.
But it has a lot of soaring moments.
When Lieutenant Dan shows up all spiffy and he looks all handsome, you're like, look. Everything is going to be all right.
Or when you get the letter in the mail that says you bought Apple, so I guess we don't have to worry about money no more.
Like, that's nice. All right. So
one last thing.
You're going to be the judge, though. Which was a sadder movie, Forrest Gump or Terms of Endearment?
Oh, no.
So stupid. So stupid. Somehow I thought when she finally went that it would be a relief. Oh, my sweet darling. There's nothing harder.
You know, with this one here, the scene in the hospital, Shirley MacLaine is just, you know, she's just powerful every time. And losing Deborah Winger. Deborah Winger has played some of the strongest roles in history in film for women, but she's also got this very wounded, you know, part of it. And sickness, dealing with the families. I mean, I know my choice is made if sadness is really what I'm going for. Which one I want to watch this afternoon might be a different story.
Do you have 24 hours to rewatch these movies if you'd like, and you can get your votes in. If you already know, hands down, which one you think is sadder, you can text us right now, 1-800-330-9999. Text is the best way to get us right now while we're working from home. Or you can always head to any of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Anna and Raven, vote there. Tomorrow morning, same time, we'll announce the winner. To mask or not to mask? It's like every single day there is a new article contradicting the one that came out the day before, and we're all just trying to figure it out together. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home, which is strange and different all in its own right.
You know what? You should have got hyper paranoid like me early on and started digging your hole, okay? Just getting all your supplies in order there, you know? People aren't laughing at my respirators now. I got to tell you, this is a real thing, people going back and forth. Not only the news, but what I saw going and picking up food yesterday. Go ahead. You start.
if you remember, back on February 29th, the U.S. Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, he said, and he tweeted, "Seriously, people, stop buying masks. They are not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus. But if the healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts the community at risk." Now, that's kind of been what we've been saying the whole time, is you don't need to wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask. But Raven, you probably remember, we interviewed a woman who was in Taiwan, and she said that they were not allowed to leave the house without wearing a mask. And I talk to my aunt almost every day in Italy, and she says it's the same thing there. And now, according to Science Magazine and these new reports that are coming out, we should be wearing masks. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why you have to read things for yourself and make up your own mind, right? I mean, so obviously, one thing to state is healthcare workers, it's essential that they have these masks. No question about that. And nobody is saying anything different. I mean, we want these people to have it. They are dealing with these diseases, you know, up front. On the other hand, you know, if you looked early on, you say to yourself, well, if it's not necessary, then why is everybody wearing it, even those that are uninfected? So you have to make up your own mind about that. Now, obviously, the N95 mask is the one that you want if you're buying this stuff, or something even greater for a respirator.
It's the Rolex of face masks.
But, you know, there's another thing to take into account, too. So there are plenty of people out there that have masks. And the thing that I'm seeing, and I saw, you know, picking up food from the restaurant the other day, and I have to say it was great to see they were doing a lot of business. They were actually pretty busy, this parking lot. But as people are coming in and out, and they're, you know, handing the people the bags of food, I'm watching these different cars, because it took a while to pick up, which was fine. I'm watching these people in all their cars, and they all have their masks on, and they all have gloves on, right? And that's great if you're getting out of your car to pump gas or something like that. The thing is when you're getting out of your car and you're pumping gas and you have the gloves on, and then you adjust your mask with the gloved hand, and then you get back in your car and you drive to your next destination with the gloves on and the mask on, you've just contaminated your whole area if you've kept it off your body for a minute. Chances are you're going to, you know, touch that thing without one of these things in the next 24 to 48 hours anyway. So you're going to have your own problem. So at this point, to mask, to not mask, stay home.
Stay home. No, I have a better solution, and I'm copying it from the guy that I saw at Stop and Shop yesterday. And I feel funny taking masks because we know how desperate our medical workers are for them. And, like, that's a big thing, is they need more medical masks. So I'm certainly not going to take one that can go to somebody that's working in a hospital. But he had on the Jason mask, like the Halloween Jason mask. Good. And I was like, boom, boom, shakalaka, that's what I'm talking about. Covered his whole face like a shield, right? It's plastic, so you can disinfect it. Blocks the whole entire face, the chin, the forehead. And you know what? I've got two Jason masks in my basement. Boom! I just took care of it.
I mean, who has that many Jason masks? I see that more as a sneeze guard, like when you're going to a buffet effect. But if that worked for you, great.
That's what I'm doing. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home, which is interesting to say the least. But, let's start with this, Raven. Everybody this weekend was all up in arms because President Trump said this.
And I am now considering a quarantine of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We'll be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
So there was a lot of back and forth from Governor Cuomo and Governor Lamont because they were saying they already have these stay home orders in place. So Trump did back down and he said, okay, even though he wasn't enforcing this quarantine, instead there would be a travel advisory. So if you're in the tri-state, he's urging not to do any travel. And social distancing guidelines will remain until at least April 30th.
Yeah, CDC put out that warning. It's a strong travel advisory, as you said, for this area here. I got to tell you, you know, at the same time, you're seeing some alarming things going on, right? So we're hearing about Rhode Island, where they've got the National Guard pulling people over from New York with New York plates and going door to door in coastal towns and saying, listen, you need to self-quarantine. It's a very touchy subject on both sides.
That I don't think people understand. I mean, here in the Northeast, if you are part of the tri-state right now, you get it. You can't be hanging out with your friends. You can't have so-and-so come over for dinner. Like these, if you do that, you're doing it perfectly well, knowing that you're violating. But I think there's a lot of gray area where some places are like, you can't have more than five people get together. Well, does that mean that we can invite the neighbors from across the street over? Because that's less than five. I think there should be like kind of set guidelines across the board, because clearly people can't think logically and make like responsible decisions right now.
what you're talking about is one order for everybody, right? So everybody would be on the same page. But as we know, different areas are experiencing this whole thing differently. So if you have a federal rule, then it's good for everybody. Then many people are going to be opposed because it shouldn't maybe apply to them, or they feel in their area it's not the best course of action. So when you get into an area where we're used to, again, liberties and so forth, and you feel like things are encroaching, you want to do your part for the collective. But here in the United States, we're very much individuals as well. So everybody's got an opinion.
Number two thing you need to know this hour, if you wear contact lenses, you can stop the spread of the virus by rocking your glasses. They say that you touch your face more if you wear contacts, more than people that don't wear contacts, and glasses provide a tiny bit more protection from the virus, and that'll keep from those particles floating in the air to fly into your eyes.
If I'm staying home, leave them both off, right? I know the walls of my house pretty well, and if not, I'll get to know them better as I try and bump from room to room.
What if we all just start wearing our sunglasses out now just to protect the particles from flying into our eyes? Interesting fact. 1-3% of the people in China that were infected with the coronavirus had pink eye. So all of a sudden, if you see somebody with pink eye, you better back up. Back
up. Oh, I do that anyways. I've been doing that forever anyways. Pink eye, I don't mess with that.
And the number three thing that you need to know this hour, how about some good news? You always hear that the elderly are most at risk right now if they contract the virus. But a 90-year-old woman at a Seattle senior care facility is now recovering and is doing great. And this is actually one of several stories that have come out over the last few days, including a 101-year-old man in Italy that pulled through and he's doing well. So Geneva Wood, she lives in a senior center, and 60% of the people at the senior center have contracted the virus, but she has pulled through. And what is she saying is the reason why she pulled through, Raven?
I have no idea. Jell-O?
Nope.
Applesauce at noon?
Nope. The one thing that I've been an advocate for, potato soup. She said that she thinks that eating potato soup is what made her feel better. She's going to stay in isolation for the 2 weeks that she's supposed to, but she will continue eating her potato soup. Remember when I said those slices of potato on the bottom of your feet help you not get the flu? I guess maybe it'll help with this too. That's a bold statement, though.
Thank you very much. You just emptied the grocery stores of potato soup now.
I learned the hard way about Zoom. And I feel like I should put out a PSA out there about it.
What happened?
It's Anna and Raven. We're broadcasting from home. And like you, we're going through a lot of different changes and new things and new technology. And I am not really great with technology. If you haven't heard about Zoom yet, it actually is getting more app downloads than Snapchat, TikTok. It's the most popular way that people are communicating. So my daughter Hayden uses it for school, Raven, that she has her classrooms on there. She meets with the teachers and her classmates. They do work together all on Zoom. My husband uses Zoom for his meetings. So he's got all these corporate meetings going on and they're all on Zoom. But also you can use it for happy hours with your friends. Churches now are having like church services on Zoom. Everybody's going to Zoom.
Video conferencing, right? That is the platform. It's another one platform. It's the most popular platform that's growing right now for video conferencing.
So I go to sign on to take a Zumba class on Zoom for one of my girlfriends that lives down in Florida now. And I was excited because I can finally take her class again, even though it's virtually. So I say to my daughter, Hayden, I don't feel like setting up my own Zoom account. So she already has one for school. I go, get us into Zoom. I want us to take this class together. And she's like, all right. Now, she doesn't know that I don't know anything about Zoom. So she sets it up, and here we go. I see my friend who's the instructor. So, of course, to mess with her, I get up in the mic, and I'm, like, twerking with my behind and, like, trying to get her to laugh.
I mean,
you're
being with a friend. You're trying to be silly with her, right?
Right. You know, I think that she can see me, and all of a sudden, I hear my daughter gasp, like, I go, what? She goes, they can see you. I go, what?
So everybody can see you.
She goes, they can see you.
Oh, my God.
And I'm saying, like, the most obnoxious things. Because I think I'm talking to one of my best friends who I've danced with for a million years, you know?
Right. But instead, you're the heckler in the crowd right now doing this to your friend in front of a classroom full of people.
Right. And the problem is that she's in Florida. So her clientele, all her fitness people, are, like, very old. They're very, very old. So
and you're being all offensive.
Oh, twerking, rubbing up all on it, you know.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, yep. And it's really quiet. And I look, and there's a couple older women, you know, with their white hair, and they've got their, like, their orthopedic shoes on. And I was like, hi!
Did you explain yourself or you just fell in line quickly at that point?
No, my daughter Hayden immediately muted us and took us off video, which would have been helpful to know before we started in the first place that that could happen. And then I just pretended like none of that even happened. But I'm probably going to avoid that class going forward.
I was going to say, maybe your friend is already blocking you at this point, right? I mean, if these other people are her actual clients, I'm thinking that she'd be like, you could just sit the next one out. Thank you for the support, but I think I'm good.
I think she's just going to pretend like she has no idea who I am, because Zoom bombers is a real thing. It's people that just jump into meetings that they're not supposed to be there. You can just like make up a number and join any meeting. So I think she's just going to tell them I'm a Zoom bomber, which makes a lot of sense if you think about
it. Wait a minute. So this is the biggest growing, you know, business and school platform and so forth right now, but people can just jump in randomly?
Uh-huh. Trolls have figured it out. Because you have
that
to put
like
in like
a bad idea.
You have to put in a code to like get into like certain conferences. But if you just make up a code and you manage to get your way in, boom, now you're in and you're like talking to corporate people or you're in classrooms. There's Zoom bombers. I'm learning so much being in quarantine, Raven. So much.
The question is any of it useful?
Can't beat Raven.
It's the at-home version of Can't Beat Raven. If you would like to schedule to play Raven yourself, all you have to do is send me an email, anna@annaandraven.com, and I will schedule you just like I schedule Leanne. Leanne, we're Skyping right now. I can see your face. This is a first for us, right?
Yes, definitely.
Leanne, it looks like Leanne's got a little help with her, too.
It's my son, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Leanne, can you please tell Raven to take his headphones off?
Raven, please take off your headphones.
You got it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Leanne, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven to put his headphones back on and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
Yes.
Question number 1. My 600-pound life was ordered to stop filming after they violated social distancing. What network is my 600-pound life on?
TLC.
Number 2. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are back in the U.S. after being quarantined in what country?
Australia.
Number 3, Disney is offering a free dining plan to all those with canceled bookings at Disney World. How many stepsisters does Cinderella have?
2.
Number 4, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes were showing some PDA during their quarantine. What famous hit song do they sing together?
Senorita.
Number 5, ABC announced that it will not resume production on season 16 of Grey's Anatomy because of the pandemic. What actress is Meredith Grey?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember.
That's okay. It's so funny to be able to watch you do this. This is a first. It's kind of cool. All right, now I guess we just wave to Raven like crazy to put his headphones back on. Raven, put your headphones back on.
Hello.
Okay, there you are.
Here I am.
It's crazy. All right, Raven, Leanne did great. She got 4 out of 5.
Cool. All right, let's see how I do.
Number 1, my 600-pound life was ordered to stop filming after they violated social distancing. What network is my 600-pound life on?
I'm going to take a stab and say it's TLC.
Right. Number 2, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are back in the U.S. after being quarantined in what country?
Australia.
Right. Number 3, Disney is offering a free dining plan to all those with canceled bookings at Disney World. How many stepsisters does Cinderella have?
I think she has 2.
That's right. Number 4, Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes were showing some serious PDA during their quarantine. What famous hit song do they sing together?
They love to make out, the two of them. I'm going to say Senorita, right?
Yeah. And number 5, ABC announced that it will not resume production of season 16 of Grey's Anatomy because of the pandemic. What actress plays Meredith Grey?
Ellen Pompeo. You know that's one of my wife's favorite shows.
Oh, I'm sorry, Leanne. He beat you 5-4. But that does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt. And you were our first person to ever play this on live on Skype, which is kind of crazy.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
I want this ice cream.
Hi, Alex. Are you doing all your school from home?
Yeah.
Are you having fun with it?
Yeah.
Try and have fun, but make sure you listen to what your mom says.
He does.
If you want to challenge Raven on Skype or by phone, you can send me an email, anna@annaandraven.com. We got all the info up at annaandraven.com.
Better luck next time.
Things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven broadcasting from home. So here we go. Definitely all uncharted territory this morning. You probably heard over the weekend that President Trump had said that he was considering a mandate on Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, a quarantine for 14 days. Well, the governors didn't really agree with that because they said, we already have our own stay home policies in place. Like, what would you do that's different? They all had a meeting and it came out, Raven, that President Trump will not enforce a quarantine for the tri-state, but he did urge a travel advisory.
Yeah, CDC stepped up and put out a very strongly worded travel advisory as well in support of what they're thinking about. But obviously, some governors are taking it even further than what we're getting right now. These are the stories we're hearing in the area.
Right. And that brings us to Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo.
No matter how you come to Rhode Island, bus, car, train, plane, you are ordered to quarantine once you get to Rhode Island for a period of 14 days.
Rhode Island State Police were told that if somebody with New York license plates were coming into the state, that they had to pull them over, and she was mandating that they would have a 14-day quarantine. Well, that wasn't sitting cool with Governor Cuomo. So he came out and he said that it was unconstitutional and he was going to threaten a lawsuit if she didn't change it, and she did. Yesterday, she came forward and she said anybody coming from out of state, unless they're there for work, has to be quarantined for 14 days.
Yeah, it's scary. I don't know how you enforce something to that limit. I know she has activated the National Guard in that state. There was even talk that they were going to have them going door to door in coastal towns and telling people they had to stay indoors. It sounds like a massive undertaking. I know a lot of people travel there as a vacation home area, but it's a sticky situation we find ourselves in now. Doing it's the right thing and still allowing people to live their lives to some point and make certain decisions for themselves.
But you bring up a good point. Like, a lot of people, wealthier people, have houses in Newport. Right. And they're trying to get there to escape. We're seeing that same thing with the Hamptons. The Hamptons wants to close down because they don't want everyone there with homes to be rushing in from Manhattan. So yeah, you're seeing that everywhere.
You're trying to stop the spread. At the same time, the other people are saying, I'm healthy at the time. I've owned this property for this very instance if I needed to get away from the city. So, yeah, it's very difficult to legislate and regulate. And I would imagine, and I understand Governor Cuomo's statement, lawsuits. When's that going to play out, though? 1,000 years from now, right? This is going on day to day.
Yeah, but I think she realized how heartless she sounded when she was saying, if you're from New York, we don't want you here. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if you're sick on the ship back in the days, right, they threw you overboard. So I don't know.
Second thing you need to know this morning is good news. New York hospitals will allow birthing mothers to have visitors. Last week we were reporting a lot of New York hospitals were saying no, even to spouses, significant others, fathers of the babies could not be in the delivery room. And New York State stepped in, and now all birthing mothers will be allowed to have somebody with them as they give birth. So that's some good news there. The other big news this morning, hope, Raven, hope. There's a new coronavirus test that could be a game changer. It's a 5-minute point of care coronavirus test, and it should be coming to hospitals next week. It's been 13 days since one of our friends had the test. She still does not have the results. 13 days. So this could be a real game changer because it can tell you in 5 minutes if you're positive, 13 minutes if you're negative. And the company that has been approved to do this by the US FDA says that the test will be available next week and it can deliver 50,000 tests per day.
That is good news.